I guess I don't understand why.
Okay, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to download Robinhood, and you're going to buy SHIB token.
Okay. You're trying to get me on. You're a peddler.
So this right here is a Ponzi scheme.
Is the podcast a Ponzi scheme?
No. Look. You're going to buy SHIB token, and then you're going to get two more people to buy SHIB token, and then they're going to get two more people
this
to buy.
This is how it starts.
In life, you don't know what to expect. Never really know what's coming next. Try your best to put your mind to rest. Take a guess, but don't hold your breath. Now you can cry and bitch and whine and say fuck the world and have a good ass time. Cause we're all gonna die, but we're not dead yet. So let's get it started. Say we're the bad head. Yeah!
Maybe that's why they walked.
They did. They all walked during a set.
Hold on, Zane.
Dude, that's funny because they were really cordial.
All right, Zane, give me some volume.
Yeah, so all those people walked during his set, like right in the middle of Lucas' set, like his sixth stop, sitting right there in front of him, all stand up and leave. It was so funny.
No, the thing is, they didn't even leave. They just went to the back of the room.
Oh, did they really?
And played pool.
Damn. Sitting up front.
Yeah,
he gets on stage, is like, we're done here.
Yeah, Lucas had a tough time at the end. I mean, granted, the room had been bombed the fuck out. I mean, it was right. Like a bunker after a grenade went off in there. I mean, just body parts all over the walls.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people strewn, appendages. Jesus.
Yeah. It was an interesting one. No, I talked to that guy. His name's... Oh, what the hell is his name? I don't know. Every time I get on the podcast, I bring up a name that I can't remember.
Yeah, old. So this dude had on like overalls that were cut off at the knees. He had penny loafers with no socks on. He had a long, scraggly beard and a straw fedora.
Like, this is the dude that was heckling. No, and he the overalls. Or did you already say that?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Cut off overalls.
He looked ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just a little character.
He's like 70 years old.
Yeah, and then came in and didn't have the balls to go up, but wanted to like heckle and be part of the show.
I know.
What a coward.
Vince actually pulled him
What
back.
A pussy.
What a pussy. Hand me your man card. Now, Vince, he actually had that guy get taken back.
Really?
Like to the back of the room. He's like, oh, you can't do this.
Vince, I love Vince.
Yeah. Vince is dope.
I went up and started my set, and Vince said, turn the microphone on when I was coming up. I was like, hey, look at this guy. He told me to turn the microphone on at a show I've done a million times. And I didn't know it was Vince. And I had this line hit during my set. I'm doing this joke. I did this new part of my diagnosis thing where I used to have transition lenses.
Mm-hmm.
And the part of the joke is that, like, you know, this isn't like a fun transition. This isn't like cool 2022 transition where it's like, oh, you're so handsome. Oh, you're so pretty. No, not like that. These lenses would transition to be darker than Kamala Harris's soul. And it hit really hard in the room. I was like, yeah, I know who I'm talking to right now to play to my audience. This guy tried to tell me to turn the microphone on earlier. I know what I'm doing.
Same exact.
And it was, yeah. It was,
I heard you had a really good set too.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
He did.
I was hanging out, you know.
I know. Thank you for following. Not everyone can, apparently. God damn it.
It's tough around here.
God damn it.
No, dude. I was just getting offered blowjobs left and right. All from dudes, but you know.
But still, hey, at least you got offered.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Get to go to bed feeling pretty.
Yeah.
I did. Woke up feeling like a dirty, filthy whore.
Yes, he did. Well, his little piece came through, and this girl, it's so interesting.
Wait,
to like
did you just call a lady a piece?
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, she's an absolute piece.
She is a piece,
just a piece of meat that I just use for my sick desires.
It's really weird. It's a weird thing because it's like, it's kind of like the type of thing where it's like, oh, you shouldn't talk to a lady like that, and then the flip side of her being like so turned on by it, so it's like. God damn. Like, I don't know.
Oh, so she's like completely into that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She really likes being degraded by the help.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's her thing.
You're someone that's like three or four tax brackets above Addy and should not be with him.
Oh, this is the girl you've been doing bits about.
Yeah.
No, last night, the audacity. This is going to be a theme on this show every time I come on. We're going to talk about what I saw last night. This girl, so we're sitting there at the table. It's about five or six of us, and we all know each other, but she doesn't know some of the people. And that guy sitting next to us with a bucket of beer. Remember that? Yeah. She comes and sits down, and then she just immediately reaches over me into this guy who I don't even know him. And she like grabs his beer and just like pulls it out, and he just like looks at her so confused. And I was like, yeah, this is the one I've been talking about, the audacious one, the one that doesn't respect poor people.
I was like, he's just got a bucket of beer on his table, and she comes up and grabs one of his beers.
Snags a Miller Lite.
Like, we're all
oh, my God. That's really funny. And then, did he stop or did he say anything?
Well, I mean, he just looked at her, and I just laughed so hard because I was like, yeah, that's classic her.
Well, and then she cracks it, takes a sip.
Hands it to Chris because she can't get it open. So Chris, the big strong man, has to open the bottle for her.
For everybody listening, Chris is about, like, what, 90 pounds soaking wet?
I think Lynn weighs more than Chris.
Oh, for sure.
Especially that fucking big old dump truck booty she's got.
Sure, she weighs more than Chris. Yeah.
She's going to love this shout out. I'm going to make her listen to it.
Nice.
Listen the way I talked about you.
She takes a sip of the beer. She takes a sip of the beer and is like, oh, this is not good. After taking
it
out.
And then doesn't drink it?
I made her drink it.
Good.
You're going to finish that whole beer.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Addy was like, we're going to stay here till that beer's gone.
About to smoke the whole pack.
After taking it from this man who's enjoying his beer, by the way. God damn. It was so funny.
I hate I missed it. Sounds like a fun out of town pump.
It was wild.
We were kicking it. Like 100 lawyers showed up after the show.
Yeah, Jesus
Christ.
They
all graduated. I guess they weren't tipping for shit. That's what everybody was
really
saying.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got to pay for law school now.
Yeah. Sure.
That bill kicks over as soon as you graduate.
Yeah.
Vince was ready to get in there a little bit. That's good to know that they weren't tipping. I guess he didn't miss out on a lot.
Yeah.
It's fucking lawyers.
Lawyers.
Hanging on to all their...
Lawyers are so stupid.
Please don't sue us.
Have you seen that? Have you seen that Amber Heard guy? The Amber Heard's dude, like during this whole lawsuit and stuff, he was like asking questions and stuff, and he objected himself.
Yeah, he objected to his own question.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man, get your shit together. There is $50 million on the line. Can't be objecting to your own goddamn question, dumbass.
Where'd you find this dickhead?
Oh, my God. You'd think that it's so weird because it's like, you'd think $50 million on the line. We're getting like, Bruce Jenner level lawyers here. Get OJ off of killing white people level lawyers here, but apparently not.
Allegedly, Zane. We never.
I said getting OJ off of killing white people.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I guess it doesn't necessarily.
I object.
Yeah, man. It's they're so dumb.
Mm-hmm. Very anti-lawyer myself. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, I spent $800 on a lawyer who did not shit for me.
Yeah.
$800?
Yeah, it wasn't bad, but.
For what?
For an uncontested divorce, and I'm still married to the broad.
That's so dumb.
It's so horrible.
So fucking dumb.
Well, he wanted like another $2,200. He's like, well, you know, it's been like 2 years since you hired me, so I need more money. And I was like, why didn't you do your job in the first place?
Well, yeah, I paid you. Like, was that what? I'm guessing that was what it was agreed upon.
$800 for an uncontested divorce. But then it dragged
out. Did she not sign the papers?
She signed it. It was difficult because, she was in a different state and we weren't really talking on the best of terms. So it was difficult to get things done. But, nothing was changed as far as, like, the agreements.
Would you ever get married again?
No, fuck no.
You're done with it for life?
The next time I get married, I'm going to be like 50 and it's going to be like a 21-year-old. It's going to be that kind of
thing. She's like in a cradle right now.
She's finishing up high school. No,
that's not how that works.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Well,
How old are you right now?
Oh, hell. 28.
Okay. So you've got what? 22 years from now?
22 years. And I'm
so she's 50. Not born yet.
Oh, man. Well, that's what's up. in that case, I guess I would want her to be, 20. I don't know.
Addy Herman, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Scumbag of the year. Just wait till what I told you about this morning.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. It's like, Addy's like a disgusting human being now, but it's like kind of cute because he's 28.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He, like, when he's,
every day that goes by, you get like the cute meter just goes a little bit more towards the disgusting side.
It's a dial.
Addy was talking about it last night. He's like, I'm going to be 80 and talking even worse. Like,
it's not going to be as endearing. I'm like, come on, baby, come sit on my face. You know? Give daddy a kiss. Yeah.
Dude,
it's so vile.
This girl last night, Addy's showing everyone at the table their text messages. She was like, "It's like, hey, is the kitchen still open? Like, is there food there?" And Addy responds to her and goes, "No food for you. I'll feed you later." And she responds to him and says, "Okay, daddy."
With her fucking high tier socioeconomic ass. Dude, she listened to me tell that joke about
awesome.
I know.
I was like,
what do you say? You know? Where Addy just like puts her in timeout and fucking have the conversation. And
she's addicted to it. She likes the struggle. No, she heard that that thing I said about how my sister had like $10,000 in her savings account. She's like, "Oh, that's kind of poultry." Like
poultry.
I was like, "I'm gonna hit you." I had said that like I was gonna like choke her out when she got to Town Pump, and Vince was like, "No, you're not." And then he met her, and he totally got it. He's like, "Oh yeah, I get it."
It's so funny.
That's how I was. I was like, man, you called her a piece? Like, damn, that's
kind of... Yeah, that's kind of... Like, it's kind of objectifying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to see her sometime. It's ridiculous.
Okay. She is fucking...
I don't know where they made her.
It's so funny,
what
man.
What plantation house in the bayou she comes from, but she is out of control.
She is. Oh, God damn it. Oh, it's such a funny dynamic, too. It's like, it is actually Addy's next wife. Like, they're going to get married for sure.
Gonna get married.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, boys, would y'all like to call Lucas?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. We got a thing to judge here. It's close, man. I obviously am not the judge for a reason. Can I talk about it a little bit before we call Lucas? Or
Yeah. So what we did this week is a drawing competition between me and Addy. Lucas sent us a photo of himself, and we each tried to draw it. And the loser is going to have to draw wacky shit on stage during their set. We have a big easel on stage with paper and a big fat marker, and the crowd's going to be able to yell out, if you tip, it's going to be able to yell out things for one of us to draw. It's going to be fun.
It is.
So, Zane, you've seen the best that you can.
Yeah. I held it up to the light real close, kind of like whenever somebody gets like a secret letter from Scooby-Doo and like holds it up to something like for a candle, like backlight. You know, I did that and I got the best understanding I can. It's kind of funny. Bears is like on a huge piece of paper that it's like, but it's the same size. So like Bears is kind of just right there in the middle. And it's
mine's tight. 8x11. It's just on a huge canvas piece of paper.
I know what Bears looks like better just because he sent me a picture the other day. Addy's is a little bit darker, a little bit deeper. And also Addy did the background of Lucas. And I'll be curious to hear Lucas's breakdown if that sways it any. You know, the backdrop of it being...
I'm confident that the portrait that I drew without the background, I think it'll carry it.
It is pretty good.
I'm curious. Addy's is a little bit darker. That's all I know for sure. I can't tell Addy's very well. Yeah, like if I had
my
a picture
soul
of
comes
it,
through in my artwork.
I don't think either one of us did bad. I think we both did better than I thought we would both do.
Oh, yeah. I thought yours was going to be like a stick figure with... Really long.
I fucking love it when people underestimate me. That's my favorite.
It is nice.
Let's call Lucas. He is the stick figure fucking one. Let's go.
Stick figure one.
We'll post them too.
Yeah, we'll post these on Scoundrels.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, buddy? You are on set with the bet.
Hello, 8 people.
Fuck you, it's 20. We love our 20 listeners. Thank y'all so much for listening.
Yeah. Why I went with what I did.
Oh, did you already choose one?
You sent the answer in a text message, but you weren't supposed to do that. I asked you if you had a winner, and you said, yeah, here's the winner. And I told you we were going to call you for the reveal. So,
sorry. The answer was yes.
Anyway, Would you like to talk about both submissions and then give us a quick your assessment? And like, because I know one of them had a background, one of them didn't. They were two different shirts. Like,
yeah.
Tell us what you thought.
First of all, they're both horrifying in their own special ways. The first is kind of like. Like what I would look like in Beavis and Butthead.
Okay, the first one is Addie's, for the record. The first one is Addie's.
Yeah. That's Addie's? I really thought that was yours, man. I really did, because like, it's just really harsh brush strokes. Or pencil strokes. And yeah, the second one, you made me short. I did not care for that, but the wrinkles in the fabric and like the kind of wispy hair, like I don't know, I feel that just captured my essence. And there's just like a lot of really nice details. There are some other details in the first one that are good, but I felt like it was a cop out going with the actual size shirt instead of actually taking the time to color in the black. And the second one just did a better job.
Damn, Addy.
How hacky of me.
You've lost another seven.
Thank you so much, Lucas. We appreciate you.
What the fuck is this? Are you guys giving him free charcuterie boards or something?
Have a good day, buddy.
That would sway it. Yeah, that would be all it took. Yeah, no matter what you drew, if we gave Lucas some fried pickles, he would be in whoever's corner.
I think so.
Yeah, well, you're going to get to take your shitty drawing to the stage.
I know, right? Take this out to the streets.
Yeah, you're going to...
Go on tour.
Yeah, this is going to be my least favorite set with a bet. This will matter to me none.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you'll be hosting, too.
Oh, I will be hosting. That's right. Yeah, good.
Just go in the back and text a girl like you always do.
I don't do that. You always say that, goddammit. You always... And I'm always starting my time.
You're on OnlyFans every time I call you up to the stage. Go cha-ching.
It's like, guys, don't forget to like and subscribe. I'll be right back.
I really have a problem with sex workers.
Zane's just showing pictures of his feet on OnlyFans for old dudes.
I could see him cleaning up with that.
Old dudes.
He'd have to clean up his feet first.
I do sometimes think about
feet raunchy.
Doing it. If
feet pics.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the move, right?
Yet. I don't have any shame.
You know that Summer was a foot model when he was a kid?
What?
Yeah. Have I ever told you about that?
No.
Really funny. He went into like some place in the mall. It was like the 70s and maybe the 60s.
Even. Somebody just wanted a picture of kids' feet. That's fucking creepy as hell.
He ended up becoming a foot model for like a store for like baby shoes or something.
Summer looks now like he buys the pictures that he took when he was a kid of the feet of his kid.
Ah, yeah. Put toes on that one.
Little piggy went to market.
He did that, and the reason he now paints his toenails is because, like, during one of those shoots.
Summer paints his toenails?
I've never seen his toes. I didn't know he painted his toenails.
Oh, no, he does. He does a pretty good job, too. I mean, honestly, I've seen some worse toe paint. Wait, that's not even say. Anyway, so the reason he does that is because, like, at one point when he was, like, really young, he said he wanted some, they were putting on clear nail polish for reflection in the photo, and he's like, yeah, what if you made that one red? And they're like, oh, that's forbidden, so he did it the rest of his life. That's how Summer works.
Yeah. Yeah, he is fighting the power, whether they know it or not.
I love that they said that's from Benton. That's fucking great.
Oh, yeah. Very rambunctious. I mean, honestly, and that's a thing I've noticed with boomers. It's like Murph, he's a boomer. That guy last night, they're boomers. They just want to go out there and tear shit up.
Yeah.
It's like,
they're ready to bring
fuck your
down.
Society, man.
Yeah.
So fired up.
Yeah, it's either that or the antithesis of that.
Oh, yeah. They're just sitting there talking about, like, you know, global warming and shit. Like, oh, man, we really got to be more resourceful. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever they talk about.
Yeah.
Boomer circles.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a funny group of people because they came up at a time that, like, so far before, you know, it was back when It was back when only...
Summer's too young to be a boomer, right?
No.
He's a boomer.
He's a boomer.
He's 62. You're
talking about a baby boomer?
Yep.
From World War II?
Well, after...
Yeah, for the boom that happened after World War II is what we're talking about, right?
Between the 40s and the 60s. That's baby boomer.
I didn't know it went all the way to the 60s.
Yeah,
It's like a couple
right
decades.
Up until 60.
Okay.
Like, and I think someone was born like 58, 59 or something like
59,
that.
59, yeah.
59, yeah. Yeah, so like it's a group of people that like especially hippies like Summer that they're like I've been saying it was bullshit before anyone knew it was bullshit, you know, like now where everyone's like fake news and all this is like yeah man I've been saying that for 60 fucking years.
Oh yeah,
none of the news on the wars was real and it's
but a boomer getting a hold of Facebook is the funniest.
It is so funny because they feel so right about everything, because they were right about that.
They know him on the forums. Like, there's politicians in Arkansas that know him by name because whenever they post something and they're a Republican, he just gets on there and just starts dismantling it. Like, oh, thanks for showing up, Summer. Hey, like, he's gotten several Facebook bans.
Yes, it's so funny.
Like, he got banned for 7 days recently.
For what?
I just say crazy stuff on the internet. Like, oh, I don't get why this is happening. It's like, well, you said you were going to mop the floor with him. Like, that's, like you know. It's like, he knows what he's doing.
He is the most important father figure in my life right now. He really is. I like not having a dad, and he's definitely someone that I lean on quite a bit.
He cares for you too.
I know. He always takes care of me, and every time I come over, he
paints your toenails.
Yeah. I'm sure he would if I really needed him to.
What if Zane's nails were painted this whole time? He just didn't know it. You came
I've been
over
sneaking
here.
In at night, like painting them when he's asleep. He can never see them, so he doesn't know.
Taking photos of him.
I thought my toenails were just that color.
Yeah, I've actually just been doing it under my on my own feet for this whole time. You guys didn't know. I just wanted one more thing that, wouldn't it be funny if I was just like, Summer paints his nails red too?
He does, yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing. My actual father paints his nails.
Oh yeah, it's coming into fashion.
Yeah, my dad did it because Chuck Liddell did it.
What color was it?
I mean, whatever color.
Oh, really?
Yeah, whatever color.
When you're Chuck Liddell, you can paint your nails whatever fucking color you want.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. What are you going to say?
Clocking motherfuckers like that.
Black would probably be the color for a fighter.
I think
perhaps red.
I don't remember. I don't remember what color Chuck Liddell would use. I'm sure Chuck Liddell doesn't remember what color he used.
He's like, who's Chuck Liddell?
Yeah, poor fella.
You saying Chuck Liddell would be like, who's Chuck Liddell?
Yeah. From all those head injuries.
Yeah. I mean, he did get to a point where if you touched his chin, it was over.
Yeah.
It's tough. Ugh.
That's got to be so, like, upsetting.
Have you seen what Floyd Mayweather's doing?
What's he doing?
Like, just crypto scams? Like, Floyd Mayweather. that's what Floyd Money Mayweather's got going on right now. He's like sponsoring, like, NFTs and getting all these people to, like, pay all this money to mint this project, which, like, I realize that, you know, we're getting into a territory that, you know, maybe not all of our listeners understand. Like, but crypto, and I don't even understand it very well, but basically, you can have these projects where people, you need money for people to, like, mint the coin to create it, to bring it into existence. You know, and it's like basically owning a share of that idea of that thing, this NFT. And like, so people, like, once it's been minted, will then buy that. And then, like, as people buy it, it makes it grow. And that's what grows your investment to mint it. So, like, he keeps creating these projects, hyping it up, like, buy a piece of my legacy. You know, like, I am Floyd Money Mayweather. Like, come be a part of this, you know, and all this. And, like, does all these posts leading up to it. And all these motherfuckers pay all this money to mint this coin, and then he does no promotion for it after that, and then transfers all the money out of it into, like, different wallets, like, just pulls the rug out from underneath it, just scamming my, and then, like, a few months later, he'll just start another NFT and, like, get a bunch of motherfuckers to pump it up.
Oh my God. And so the people that bought the first coin aren't telling the people about how much of a scam it was for when they buy the second
coin?
The
second coin did not get near as much support as the first one. Yeah. But
I wonder why.
But he got like millions for his first coin, maybe like 200,000 for his second coin. But like he's just yanking it from motherfuckers.
It sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
Well, it's not a doesn't have a name yet. It's not a Ponzi scheme because it's just not quite that thing where it's like another motherfucker tells another motherfucker.
Yeah,
it is. It's a scam.
I don't understand how anybody would ever pay any money for that. Like,
it's hard for me to wrap my head around.
Who would buy cryptocurrencies? Who would have more than they should invested in fucking crypto?
You're kidding.
Devastated because Bitcoin dropped last week. Who would be fucking upset about that?
Did Bitcoin,
fucking losers?
Did Bitcoin drop last week?
Oh my god!
Everything dropped.
Dude, that's terrible. Because Chris came up looking all bummed last night at the bar, and I was like, "What happened, buddy? Did the bottom just fall out of Bitcoin?"
Oh yeah.
I didn't realize that was
52 week low. Lowest has been in over a year.
It's so funny.
Well, I think it's time to sell.
No. It's time to buy. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I object.
The way I'm looking at it is it's the absolute best time to buy, and I'm going to get my money back one day when it comes back up.
Dude,
I think this is how gambling addictions work. We were talking about Floyd Mayweather earlier.
Dude, it's so
funny. Just one more hit. Just one more coin.
I need my dopamine.
Rolling through the bank with Bear as he like puts money down on cryptocurrency talking shit. He's just like, man, you'll see. You'll all see.
One of these days, I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to have a gold bar. I don't know.
I'll let y'all know I am a millionaire in sheep tokens.
Yeah. Sheep token like just doesn't know it yet.
1/10,000th of a cent.
What is
so if you spend a couple hundred bucks, you can be you can have millions of them.
This sounds like the Russian economy. Like 10 million ruples or whatever the hell. Have you seen them trying to buy alcohol there? It's ridiculous. They just have like stacks. If they pay in cash, it's ridiculous how much cash they have to use.
For one bottle of vodka.
Well, I mean, and they did buy like a lot of alcohol, but I mean, it was like a 4-foot tall stack of paper bills that they were just throwing out there.
Damn.
To pay for like, I don't know, maybe $200-$300 worth of shit.
Damn.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I wonder if we do go to Bitcoin, like that just becomes the currency now.
Yes, everybody go to Bitcoin. Go invest right now and let me get my money back.
How much money would you have had if like you kept all of what you had in California?
So I lost about, well, I didn't lose.
You pulled it out.
I pulled it out and I still made money, but I didn't make as much as I would have.
Yeah.
In 2019 is when I started buying Bitcoin, and this when I was buying it, it was like a 9,000-10,000. A coin, and then 21 after I'd sold everything, it jumped up to like 60,000. So I missed on about 20 grand.
Oh,
that's heartbreaking.
That I just had invested ready to go. But when the pandemic hit and the market started crashing, I just like everybody else,
there
I was
it is
like,
right there.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a computer. And that's what the computer we're using to make this podcast.
So. Yeah. So it's actually. The 20 grand that is going to be coming back. Right now it's in 20 listeners, but.
Yes.
It's appreciating. We're very grateful for it. Thank you, Compooper, for being here. Yes. We had to fix it the other day.
So did you get this computer through the Bitcoin system?
Or? Well, I sold my Bitcoin and used the money that I made selling my Bitcoin to buy the computer.
You might understand cryptocurrency less than me.
I have no idea what to do. I understand there's a computer here. And I think we're recording something. I'm not sure.
It makes very little sense to me. The blockchain and I don't know. I just thought
I'm going to be honest. It makes very little sense to me too.
Yeah.
Well, so
Bear's like, here, take my money. I just can't. It seems like people are making a lot of money and have made a lot of money, but if I can't wrap my head around it.
So are you able to make these Bitcoins liquid? Are you able to be like, oh, I will now draw my $10,000 worth of Bitcoin out?
Yeah.
And you just sell it. Yeah, you got to sell it. And once you sell it, the cash comes to your account.
So it's all electronic.
It's like, imagine buying, if you had rocks, if you were selling rocks and you were
like. Crack rocks?
Just a regular rock. Oh, okay. You can't smoke it. Like, it's just a rock. And it's just a symbol for what you have, basically. And you're like, I've got these rocks. They're worth $20,000. Would you like to buy them? And then I'm like, yeah, I want them. And so when you sell them to me, I give you 20 grand. So you're just holding the rocks And then when you want to sell them, you just sell them, and then they give you the money, and then you use the money for whatever you want.
I mean, we really are in the last days. You know? The apocalypse is here.
It's all electronic, but there is like a finite number of them. You know, like you can't just make more Bitcoin. You can't just whip it up in a computer. You can like harvest it, I guess, in the blockchain, right?
What the hell is this?
Like you can go do mining. Can you go like mine Bitcoin?
My computer won't do it, but yeah, you can.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you can go dig for it with your computer.
Man. Well, this is very interesting.
Yeah.
I guess I don't understand why.
Okay, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to download Robinhood, and you're going to buy Sheeb token.
You're trying to get me on. You're a peddler.
So this right here is a Ponzi scheme.
Is the podcast a Ponzi scheme?
No. Look. You're going to buy Sheeb token, and then you're going to get two more people to buy Sheeb token. And then they're going to get two more people
This
to buy
is it. How it starts. This is where it starts.
Welcome to crypto.
Welcome to crypto. You guys just changed your podcast name to cryptocurrency.
Just Sheeb token.
Cryptocurrency events.
Just come on and try to get people to buy it. Fair's like, yeah, you know, I'm moving. I got some expenses. I really need to.
It's an investment pitch every show, every episode.
Need you guys to inflate the price of cryptocurrency so I can get my bits in order.
And then like Floyd Mayweather, I'm going to pull the rug.
I'm out of here. Moving back to California.
Yeah, Bear's actually the creator of Sheeb Token. They'll never know if I make it sheep.
I can see that.
It's not sheep. Sheeb. Like Shiba Inu.
Sheba. Okay.
S-H-I-B.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Shiba Inu. That sounds racist.
So Dogecoin was a like a parody coin that they made about Bitcoin, and it blew up because of how funny and popular it was. Yeah. And then Sheepcoin is the parody of the parody. So
that's like Sheepcoin would be like the Kmart to Bitcoin's Walmart.
Correct.
Except they're not selling anything.
They're doing stuff. They put articles out, and like you could read them, but I choose not to.
Yeah, I'm so confused. I'm glad you're happy with it, though. That's what's important.
Are you happy with it?
I mean, I was up until about last week.
All right, I take
now
back
I'm a little
last.
Upset. Adam's the one that got me in on Sheeb Token.
Oh, Adam got you on Sheeb Token. Yeah. Shouts out to Adam over there.
Fuck yeah, he was like, if it ever gets 1 cent, we'll be millionaires. And I was like, all right, just two more people, right? I got to get them to buy. Okay, I can do that.
This is a Ponzi.
I got a podcast. I can get two more people to buy it. Let's go. Is a Ponzi scheme, is that the same as a pyramid scheme?
Yes.
I guess, yeah, the same thing.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, the same.
I did one of those in college.
Oh, really? So we're seeing parallels here.
Yeah. That's when you, that's how you learn.
That's how I make friends.
Yeah.
Those aren't real friends.
That's what college, you go to college to learn how to do Ponzi schemes.
I remember I came home when my freshman year of college, and this dude had convinced me to buy a case of energy drinks, and it was called Verve, V-E-R-V-E.
I remember those.
And that's a band that got sued and lost everything.
He was like, yeah, I got you to go. I got like six more people that's going to buy it. You get two more people to do it. And then every time they get somebody to sign it, you get more money. I was like, fuck yeah, sign me up. Let's fucking go. And I went home. My grandpa was like, what the fuck did you do? He was like, have you ever heard of a? He was so mad. He was like, it's a pyramid scheme. And I was like, no, it's not a pyramid scheme. Because like they specifically said in the brochure, it's not a pyramid scheme. And Papa's looking at me like, you fucking moron, it's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Like, you see the Sphinx? It's right there next to it because it's a fucking pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
That's an Office episode right there.
A pyramid.
I've still got a case of Verve. It's been in the shop for like 10 years.
Oh my God. Have you ever tried it?
Yeah, it was all right.
Well, I think the longer it sits there, the more value it gains. So probably
it's definitely cancerous now. If it wasn't before, it is now after being in that shop.
Golly.
The Verve is the name of that band that sings Bittersweet Symphony.
Is that a question or?
No, I'm telling you.
Oh, really? Verve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking, the song I'm talking about?
No.
No.
Bittersweet.
Oh, why don't you sing it,
Symphony,
name?
That's life. They got sued by, who was it? I think it was Marvin Gaye. No, that's the dude that sued Robin Thicke for that song Blurred Lines.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd he sue him for?
He'd stealing some of the notes, the chorus or something.
Oh, was it all the titties?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
That was a very edgy video.
That's why Robin Thicke's wife divorced him. Was good. On
Robin Thicke always seemed like a douchebag.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad he lost it all.
I don't know who any of these people are.
You know who Robin Thicke is? You know who Blurred Lines is?
I know the song Blurred Lines.
Blurred Lines.
Yeah, I know that song.
I know you want it.
Yeah.
I know you got it.
What about titties? He got his wife left him for titties.
Oh, his video was just scandalous.
Cheating on, yeah, he's cheating on.
It was just filled with naked women.
Filled with naked women. I can't
believe they put any of it on TV.
Well, there's a censored version and a non-censored version.
Ah, I must have seen the non-censored version. Mm-hmm.
There's some cuties in it.
So he was like, "Hold on, babe, I gotta go to work, make a music video." She's like, "Okay, love you." And then the music video came out, and he's just surrounded by tits. And she's like, "Fuck you."
I mean, he actually was, scummy too.
Like, he looks like he just fucked all of those bitches on a pile of cocaine and money.
Yeah,
it was like, "No food for you," and she's like, "Yes, daddy."
Yeah, just like
Pharrell Williams is in that song. God.
Yeah, he was wearing a fedora, I believe.
Of course.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, if you're bald, you gotta do something. Why not? Oh, yeah, for sure. That's why he puts on bald. You don't wear a fedora and have hair.
Yeah, if you have the option of a fedora.
Oh, he does have a fedora. Yeah. That's right.
Who's Raven?
Raymond.
He's one of our regulars. He comes to Tavern Around the Bend.
He was at Town Pump last night. He's at Town Pump
last night. Oh, I never knew his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, Raymond.
Yeah, Bear's a really tough time with names. It's funny. I'm really good with names, not so much with faces. If people tell me their name, it's true. If people tell me their name, I usually can remember them a lot of times.
Yeah.
And just tell me where you're from. If women would just fucking get their head around that, man. It's not that I forgot you. I just can't see your face. God damn it.
Well, every time that happens, I'm behind you like, he forgot you.
He doesn't know who you are. Just another voice in the darkness. This is kind of ASMR-like. This is nice. What's up with ASMR? Is it a sex thing?
It can be.
It can be, but I think a lot of it is just people like... but it can be any age of people like making little noises with their mind.
Oh, man. My dick is... I'm just rocked up. I got to get out of here. If I stand up, the table's going to flip over.
It's a
weird... Oh, yeah. Whisper to me, baby.
It's a weird thing where, like, people are so comforted by, like, the small little noises that people like.
People are really getting soft. I mean, too many of us.
Please just whisper to me and, like, unbutton something into a microphone.
Yeah, yeah, anything. Like, unbuttoning something, like, clicking, like tapping on things. Or
fuck feet pics. That's what we're putting on our OnlyFans. Just be like, hey, guys, welcome to a set with a bed with Zane. Lovely.
That would be funny.
They'll have microphones on, like, either side of them, so they'll play with either side of your ear. They'll like, turn and they'll talk into one side.
Yeah.
And I'll turn and talk to the other side. And it's just this girl with big old titties, and it's just a YouTube video. Yeah.
I have got to see this big-tittied ASMR, babe.
They talk about it on YMH sometimes. Like, they'll, like, get ASMR girls to, you can, like, pay them to, like, do affirmations for you in the morning. Like they did the Tom Segura did one.
You're gonna rock this day. You've got a big dick.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting line of work, you know? I don't know, man. I would do OnlyFans.
Oh, I know you would, you little fucking slut. You'd pay yourself.
I'm my only subscriber to OnlyFans. It's just a cycle of money.
I just can't imagine that OnlyFans works as well for dudes as it does chicks.
I saw this.
Not at all.
I saw this thing on TikTok the other day of this dude that paid off his sister's student loan debt with his OnlyFans earnings.
Wow. Sounds like...
Was he doing gay shit?
I don't know.
Doing gay shit? getting packed out?
I mean, yeah, because, like, it's creepy dudes is who buys porn.
Yeah.
So, you've got to... I mean, I figure more than women.
Hey.
If you're paying for porn, come on.
Yeah, if you don't know, you can get it for free. I mean...
Well, you've got a whole bit about it, Zane.
I know. I do have a whole bit about it. I don't know, man.
You got to cater to the creepy dudes if you're going to do OnlyFans.
Yeah.
It's It's
and we are hard to please.
it's an interesting line of work. I think you can pay with your OnlyFans through Bitcoin.
Oh, I'm sure.
Use cryptocurrency to.
It's all a scam.
Yeah, why not pay for a scam with a scam?
Yeah.
It makes sense. It's hard to. Yeah, when it's just so free.
Oh, did I tell you that at the Looney Bin, somebody tried to buy a koozie from me with Bitcoin? Oh,
what a dickhead.
He was like, can I pay you in Bitcoin? I was like, yeah. But they ended up just cash out.
Oh.
I like the bear said, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the market fell out like 2 weeks later. So thank God I didn't say yeah. Dude, but my point is that like somebody pays us in Bitcoin and then we hold on to it for a couple of years. Like that $5 could turn into more.
Yeah.
It could turn into $7.
It could.
Or three. Which depending on which now. Way the market goes.
Yeah, which it has done now. We have no... God. Ugh. I was talking to a dude last night, and he's like all... the dude that got his beer stolen last night at Town Pump. I was talking to him. He's like, I believe the economy's gonna collapse and whatnot. I was like, listen, I'll still be poor if that does happen. Like it doesn't really affect me that much, you know. What are we gonna do? I'll just keep telling jokes.
Yeah.
What
am I gonna be nervous about? Where my next meal comes from? Already nervous.
Done. Yeah. That's easy. Yeah. Yeah, my stepdad does well for himself.
It's like, sir, have you ever stolen food before? If you've never stolen food, don't talk to me about the economy.
Real talk. Have you ever eaten a chocolate strawberry out of the bottom of a shopping cart that the lady left when she packed her groceries up in the car?
Okay, you got to quit stalking this chick, Addy. You got to stop.
Oh, come on. It was fine. We were hanging out. So what? I flattened her tires, so I had to help her. I play around. I'm a goofball.
There was a cop here recently. I forget what state he was in, but he got fired because he responded to a domestic dispute at this house with a mentally challenged person. And then there was other cops there with him, and he was like, no, guys, y'all go ahead. I got this. And then after they left, he like started jacking off in front of her. And like the mother was there and started beating off on her. And then another male family member walked in the house, and he was beating off in front of him. And then they reported him and stole. Shit. And like... He got arrested, and the sheriff or whoever was in charge of him was like, I told you that if there was ever anybody that did anything foul in my police department, I'd be the one to walk him out the door. Well, today I did that. He, like, walked him out as they fired him.
Wow. Talk about a police shooting. Huh?
God damn it.
Was this whole family, like, a little bit off?
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, what do you do? Cop shows up and then just starts beating off in your living room. Sir, can you not? It's like, I'm going to write you a ticket.
I think I'm going to stay here. Yeah. That's bold. And I like that he doubled down. It was like, as soon as everybody came in, he was like, yeah, you're part of the show too. Take a seat.
Also,
45 minutes.
Like, I can't believe that cops can just look at other cops and be like, no, guys, I got this one. Y'all go away. Oh, like, yeah. That is suspicious.
I'd be like, oh, man, how about you leave, too? That's weird. Maybe it was his family. Maybe that's the twist. It was his house.
Yeah.
He didn't turn his body cam off. He just pointed it down.
Yeah. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Jane Love Lady said I could make millions.
Payable NFTs.
I may not be a cop anymore, but this OnlyFans video is going to make millions. Oh my God.
So, I mean, I wonder how many sexual assault cases that was at once. It was like five.
It's more than one. Yeah. Sure.
That's what a dickhead.
I mean, dickhead.
A dickhead, yeah. A salacious pervert.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't... It's such a weird... such a weird, unfortunate kink to have. Like, poor Louis. You ever think... I mean, like, you think about...
Yeah. Louis C.K., what a victim.
Yeah. You feel bad for him.
It's crazy, though, guy. I mean, I've jerked off in front of several ladies. I jerked off one in front of one this morning. And, but I don't know. I didn't feel bad about it. She seemed to be all right. I was like, hey, shut up.
Yeah. Addy treats hecklers and women the same way.
Shut up.
Yeah, dude. I think I'm going to start using that.
On women?
Shut up.
Okay, I'll heckler.
Both of them, yeah. Hecklers and women. Dude, I had like 4 hecklers last night.
Yeah, it
at
was.
Different times.
It was like, wild night.
Murph was there. He was hanging out.
Yeah.
Was Murph one of the hecklers?
Oh, naturally.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, oh, I'm sure that just stirred him up.
Yeah. Oh, he loved it.
Yeah, Addy told him to go home, and he's like, "Oh, don't go home, Murph. Don't go."
it was a real engaged crowd at that point.
Yeah, then it was good. Yeah.
It was nice, though. I think Lucas eating all the fried pickles certainly didn't help with our crowd numbers, but, you know, that's what happens.
I mean, you say that, and of course it sounds exactly like Lucas, but eyeing a stranger's food.
Oh, yeah.
Aggressively and inappropriately until they say, "Hey, you want some fried pickle?" Like,
oh yeah,
what a douche move.
Oh, then they like tried to offer them to all of us, and we're like, "Oh no, we already ate." You know, we take this seriously.
Yeah, we're not here to mooch off of you guys. We just want to tell jokes.
Oh, it's so funny, man.
Oh, it was so good.
Thanks for judging our competition, by the way, Lucas.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Quit stealing fried pickles.
Lucas is a fried pickle, dude.
He is. He's just a big old fried dill. Yeah. Going through life, hanging out.
I can't imagine liking fried pickles.
Really?
I can't imagine liking pickles.
Yeah,
fried pickles
true.
Are really,
really
good.
Like pickles.
I was tempted to take up their offer, but I was like, oh, I've got to make a point.
I got to make a point.
I was like, ugh.
No, Lucas just doesn't get social cues.
No, and so he's very big and hungry.
Right.
Takes a lot of calories to fill that boy up.
That is a tough existence.
Yeah.
Be that huge, hungry, and autistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very grateful to not have that issue. I had coworkers yesterday that all day they did. My coworkers yesterday, they like made an order from BJ's, but they're like old ladies, so they don't really understand how it works. So they did like Uber Eats, and they thought that Uber Eats didn't work. So she also had a friend, like she called the restaurant and had them go pick it up. So they had 2 orders of their like pizza and avocado egg rolls. So I got to partake in some of it. And I was so
one
grateful.
Meal for Lucas.
Yeah. So right. Well, yeah. 2 pizzas and 2 orders of avocado egg rolls, which by the way, off the fucking chain. You ever had the avocado egg rolls at BJ's? Oh, it's
sounds fire.
Awesome. So good.
Where's BJ's at?
There's a couple.
Yeah, there's one in North Little Rock on McCain. There's one over off Shackelford.
Is it a chain? Or is it just a Little Rock thing?
I'm going to have to go eat after this, man. You guys got me filled
the munchies. Dude, I know. I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Eat?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, let's do it.
One of my coworkers. Ah, dude. So grateful. So grateful for them.
Your coworkers seem pretty cool.
They are.
Whenever I call you, they're always...
Cutting
nice.
Up. Yeah. No, they're nice. I like them.
And they all hold the doors open for each other when they leave. That's very, very nice.
All my coworkers? Are you watching me?
Well, I'm watching, waiting for you.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
whenever
I
pick you up for the show.
Yeah. When we're
oh, yeah.
Out,
I'm sitting there and, you know, I see all these people come out and they hold the doors open for each other. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, not for nice. You, of course, but, you
know. No, but everyone else that they like, yeah. And no work's there. People don't see me. I sit in a little corner up there and fucking.
Every time I'm dropping off Zane at his work, people are outside like, who the fuck is this guy? It's like nobody knows who you are there.
I know. It's so funny.
That's Mr. Dillard himself.
Yeah.
Like, did a blind guy just run into the building and then disappear?
No, they definitely think that I'm like the son of a mistress of one of the dealers for sure.
The bastard offspring.
Yeah, that's like got like 1 too many chromosomes or something. And so now I've got a job up there answering phones and making a fool of myself. It's a weird existence.
Do you have a headset in?
No.
Because you're answering phones so quick, dude. Like it's like one of those call centers in the 40s. Like, yeah, transfer.
I mean, that's the last time that my job was relevant.
They just got you hanging out there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, oh,
your job stops when the boomers die. Oh, nobody our age is calling Dillard's.
No,
we're going on the
true.
Internet to get on the phone.
Oh, there's people whose the last thing they do is talk to me, I think.
Yeah, that's them going out. Is there a sale this Sunday? Yeah. Well, I'm going to die Saturday, so y'all have it. It's been great. I've been appreciated your business. Have a good life.
My grandson will come pick it up for my funeral.
I want to wear the red dress. Can you transfer me to this, you know where can you give me the, how are you today?
Yes. That is most of my, that is a great impression of every phone call I get. It's just a lady forgetting what she's saying three times in the middle. It's insane because
I'll be talking to Zeta. Somebody will call me like, yeah, I called up here because my son, he wanted to get this suit. But then my granddaughter, she came in and she was like, so, daddy, that's not the right suit. So anyway, can you transfer me to the perfume department? The whole time, no, Zane's like, oh my God, he mutes him. Like, he'll mute and just be like, this fucking bitch.
They're just talking to me the whole time. They're still going. They don't need me, really. They're just a fucking warm soul on the other end.
Talk to.
Yes. Yeah. It
seemed like a nice young lady over there.
I'm very patient.
One day I was on the phone with Zane and this lady calls like, hey, do you have, like, I've got this package. It's like 70 pounds. Can one of y'all come to my house and help me pick it up?
Yes.
And Zane was like, ma'am, this is Dillard's. And she's like, I know. I'm just right over here off of Markham. And if you could just send somebody by and, like, come help me pick. Zane was like, ma'am, we don't. And then he transferred to someone else. And then that person, like, I was on the phone with Zane for like 20 minutes. And after 20 minutes, that dude came in the room and was like, hey, Zane, don't ever do that again.
Yeah, don't ever send me that shit.
Just send the bullshit on down the line.
She didn't say it was 75 pounds. She said she had $75 for anyone that would come. What an odd amount of money to, like,
yeah,
be like,
help me pick up a box. I've got $75 in my cigarette case. And if you just help me, please. I'm an old lady. I'm disabled.
Not 100, not 50, but $75. She's like, this is what it's worth to come.
That sounded like a lure.
Yes.
Like an alien that doesn't quite understand culture. And they're trying to get somebody to the spaceship. And it's like, yeah, we'll give you $75 to help me pick up a box. It's like, that's what people do. They help each other. And they get jobs. And stuff. It's like, no, this is not a thing. You don't call Dillard's asking for this shit, ma'am. You didn't call Dillard's asking for this shit when you had not gray hair.
Yeah.
That's so inappropriate. So, speaking of jacking off on the phone, I used to work for this company called Fairway Lawns. And they, they treat lawns and whatnot.
How do they treat them? Are they good to them?
Oh, yeah, they're good to them. You know, they put some fertilizer down and some weed control. Oh, yeah, it was very hot. I used to sweat my ass off. I used to rub my thighs down into little nubs every summer. All the walking. Get blue dye on me. No, it was a horrible job. But anyway, so they have the call.
Yeah, because it was a golf course, right?
Well, like it's fairway? A fairway. Yeah, it's like that standard. That's the name of it. Like,
sure, sure.
But yeah, they treat some very big properties around here, like UAMS and stuff.
Gotcha.
But so this guy calls up the office.
I love the idea that hospitals are like, listen, we got to make sure this grass is pulled together.
Right? Oh, yeah.
If we're going to save these people's lives in here, we got to make sure this grass is blue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. This guy calls the office, and there's this girl. Her name's Erica. Erica, nice girl, not... I wouldn't call her super attractive or anything. But so she's sitting there on the phone line, and this guy calls, because people call all the time being like, oh, yeah, I'd like to get a quote or this or that. And this guy calls. He's just not saying anything. And she just hears him like moaning on the other side of the phone. He's just like, yeah, what are you wearing? He calls Fairway Lawn's office to jerk off to the girl that answers the phone.
God.
Like, how many times has he tried that until he got to her? And she, like... hung up too, because it was like he was just already going.
We have stuff like that.
What people also, call you guys? Did somebody ever have that happen?
Yeah. Oh yeah. There was this dude one time that like I transferred him down to. Like he's like, give me swimwear or something. Like I transferred him down there. He started talking to the girl. The dude was like inside the store. He like started describing what she was wearing and stuff.
Oh, that's creepy.
And like yeah, saying. And he ended up like hanging up and taking off. I mean, one of the managers like got over there quick, but like they couldn't find him. Yeah, but he was just like in there, just being a fucking creep.
That's
yeah, I felt terrible. Creepy. I felt terrible, but because I'm just like, oh yeah, boop boop boop. And, like I just sent him on down there. Just facilitate the fuck out of this dude who was watching this girl.
Oh my god!
Yeah. I was like, Addy, get out of Dillard's.
I was about to say, I had no idea the manager almost caught me.
We're so close.
Zane, next time transfer me quicker.
I like the idea of her coming up, be like, never send me that shit again.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the manager came up and...
Zane, you're fired. All right, you're rehired. It's illegal if we fire you.
I did have one of my managers call me last night at 2 in the morning.
Really?
To say what?
I don't know. I missed the call.
Was it a female?
Oh, buddy.
Really?
Let's go.
I think it's time to find a new job.
I can't wait to see her there.
Sexual harassment lawsuit. Let's fucking go.
Dude, there'll be no lawsuit. If it's this manager, it's
Does she have any friends or?
No, I don't think so. I think that's why she's calling me at 2 in the morning.
Good point.
Yeah, no. She's baddie. Oh god damn.
Yeah, you're gonna have to show her to me later.
I will. I'll try to. I'll pull her up somehow. Sure. Some kind of way. I think we're friends.
I'll see if she's working.
So we'll go to Dillard's. We'll call the swimwear section. We'll hide in the closet. All three of us. Yeah.
It was that manager that went.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, she's so cute. God damn. Well,
apparently.
Yeah. She likes to hang out at Proof back in the day. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she's a. Okay. Yeah.
Is she older than you?
Let's not get you fired, Zane.
Yeah. Well. I would.
I like older ladies.
I'd quit if she'd throw it this way. I tell her that all the time. I'm like, listen, if you go on a date with me, I'll quit working.
She does it just to get you to quit.
Yeah. She's definitely double my age. She's a daughter that's older than me.
Nice.
Yeah. You know the type.
Yes.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Zane likes threesomes with his women, with him and death.
father time when he steps in. It's a weird job. It's a weird fucking job I have.
Yeah.
Because, like, everybody's aware I'm not doing any work. You know? Every single person that knows I'm there, it knows I'm not doing shit. I do think they're just scared to fire me at a certain point.
Because you're disabled?
Yeah. But anyone that, like, knows me, I will not spend my time on a fucking court case. If you fire me, then I'm just...
Well, don't say it publicly in a microphone, or they will fire you.
Tomorrow. There's so many other fireable offenses that I've said on this podcast. I've said my company's name, like, 20 times on this podcast. Like, right. It's already over if they listen.
If they listen, it's over.
Yeah.
You want to get big enough to get fired.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Come on. I would love for this to blow up and, gosh, that would be amazing. Go viral.
We get canceled immediately calling women a piece. Start the podcast. Oh, look at this piece. Shut up, Brad.
Shut up, Brad. No, they know I'm joking. I respect women so much to just expect them to act at their highest possible level at all times. Like, hey, you know. My mother wouldn't act this way. Why are you?
Yeah, you started a story by talking about how the call center girl wasn't that attractive.
Yeah, you were like,
for no reason.
You were like, this lady, I mean, I'm not going to call her attractive. Like, goddamn, Addie. Well,
you know, we know, Addie. She works at a call center.
No, I've seen some. Actually, who knows? She did have a nice soothing voice. Ever get attracted to someone in customer service? You talk to them for a while, and she's got a real nice voice, and... Like, oh, man, if you weren't in India, we'd be dating.
Dude, I had this dude call me one time. I don't know if I may have told you this story, Bear. It was like Christmas. And motherfuckers just get crazy on Christmas. You know, like, I had this dude call me up and I was like, I want blue jeans. I was like, okay, you know, transfer him down there. Boop, boop, boop. And maybe like 15 seconds later, I get another call, you know, and I was like, you know, thank you for calling. How can I help you? And he goes, I need blue jeans again, but I don't want to talk to that fucking bitch, Bobby. I was like, I'm sorry, sir. What? He's like, I don't want to talk to that fucking bitch. You know what? Fuck Dillard's. Fuck you. That stupid cunt, Bobby. Fuck you and your stupid ass. And like, she starts snapping on me. I mean, like comes unglued there on the phone. Like, just calling me all kinds of. It's one of the most disturbing things I've had happen like, on the phone at Dillard's.
That's terrible.
And then he hung up on me, and then somebody else called, and I was like, thank you for calling Dillard's Park Plaza.
Is that bitch Bobby there?
Yeah, that's so funny. You have to go from that energy to like corporate. Hi, this is.
Yes. Yeah. Just put that down and move along. It's a weird thing.
Bobby wouldn't quit pissing me off. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, I
fuck that up.
I mean, but it was. What could she have said to him?
Right.
That ruined his day that much so quickly.
And that's when you deal with customer service, you really do have to like just be so nice to people because they could just fucking send you wherever. You
it's
know?
What
like,
brick and mortar retail still exists for, is for people to come in and blow off steam.
just come in and like treat people shittily.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no other reason. You can get everything that's in that store for a fraction of the cost online. That's every single thing. Yeah. They're like casket clothes. Yeah. I'm just going to get fired at this point.
Brick and mortar's dead. Shouts out to my hot manager.
She knows it too.
Yeah, what if that guy that was like really mad was he was mad that Bobby told him to stop jerking off on the phone? That bitch Bobby, she blueballed me.
You wouldn't tell me what she was wearing.
I said I wanted jeans and some pussy. And she wouldn't give it to me.
Oh, goddamn. No, I know Bobby. She wasn't that attractive or anything.
Did she ever work at Fairway Lawns? This is stupid. This was the all callbacks episode.
Somebody was listening to this in their house, and then their wife came home and like caught it halfway through the episode. They wouldn't get any of it.
No. No, for sure.
I don't know why I interjected that. I'm fucking hot.
Now it's your turn.
Yeah, this is fucking
last time it was my turn after the story.
Let's talk about what else we could have done better for this podcast.
I'm really working on my derailing conversation.
Here's the review portion of the podcast. So here's what
we should have a post show podcast. We're like, yeah, at 38 minutes, he really lost him. I don't know what he was thinking with that play.
A review of our episode is three times longer than the episode. Yeah.
We're doing like audio recording and shit, like bring it back. Listen to what he says here.
This is where we do a weed addict. Do you want to ruin a conversation? We've got the weed for you.
Oh, right.
You can be so high that you're not even on the same plane as the conversation.
That's my hosting style.
Not even on the same plane.
I'm so high above the
rest. Why's everybody got to be on the same plane? You know?
I know, right? There's different planes.
There's other planes. Take a flight. You'll never know what happens.
Never know. Flights are so much fun. My favorite is when you're flying and you hit turbulence and you feel the plane drop like 100 feet.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Yeah, love that so much, Addy.
That's the most I feel alive.
The most turbulent airplane ride I ever had was a Spirit Airlines flight over the Atlantic Ocean.
Ooh.
And I was on my way to Costa Rica, and like we hit some turbulence in the storm, and like it's black, it's night. You look down, you just see the abyss of the ocean, and you're like the plane's like falling. Oh!
Did you guys hear about that passenger plane that the pilot became incapacitated, and a person came up from a dude that was on it was like one of those small passenger planes went up, never flown a plane before, and landed it.
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did that happen recently?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't that long. It was like last week.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. It was.
Is there a button on there that says land? Like, how the fuck you do that?
I don't know. I mean, apparently, being a pilot's a fucking piece of cake.
Well, yeah, I mean.
It definitely made me lose a lot of respect for Sully.
All right.
He landed on the ocean.
Yeah. Exactly. Right, next, pretty easily.
Pretty easily.
He didn't even need any training shit for that shit. Yeah.
Next set with the bet, two comics are going to get a flight. We're going to incapacitate a pipe. Whoever lands that bitch wins.
Yeah. Whoever lands better.
Oh, yeah, we gotta do it twice.
Yeah. You gotta compare it against the two.
You can do your set from a federal prison if you land it correctly. Yeah. If not, we're gonna miss your set.
You'll do your set for.
Well, the first person.
The punishment will be doing it a little warmer.
Yeah. I guess you're a winner by default.
Yeah.
But the dude was like just some interior designer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's gay.
Yeah. Very good with their hands.
Yeah. No wonder he's so familiar with the copy.
Oh, you bastard. You had that one preloaded, didn't you?
Yeah, that was dumb. Fuck you.
I was saying, you're my favorite.
You're my least favorite.
You're my favorite little sister.
It was funny when I showed up to that show last night. JJ Molinaro was there, and he came up to me and Katie and was like, he was like, oh, I haven't met your girlfriend. I thought you were with Zane. I thought Zane was your girlfriend. And I was like, don't tell Zane I'm here with her.
Two timing him.
And then Katie looks up at him and goes, really? You thought it was Zane? I thought it was Lucas.
That'd be quite dynamic.
That fucking, hey.
Hey, what?
I'm just upset that
you Katie thought it was Lucas?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really bothered by that.
No. She knows.
Are we done with this podcast? I'm pretty upset right now.
You're upset?
Yeah.
Right there, that's where we're ending it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a wrap. That's a good one. Put a bow on it. That's what you call a good episode right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Click.
Look, if you listened all the way to this part of this episode, you can get a full refund at Scoundrels Live Stand-Up.
Just bring your receipt.
Yeah, show us your receipt. We'll give you a full refund. Addy will suck your dick. Like, we're sorry.
The podcast ends.
I won't, but I know just, someone who will.
It's just bare like, listen, guys, it got really ugly after this. We didn't want to play it just for... we've said some heinous shit on this podcast, but it got... It got really...
Evil.
Evil. Have you heard We Cry Together by Kendrick Lamar?
Jesus.
It was basically that. Have you heard Kendrick Lamar's new album?
No.
Oh, dude, that's a fucking reference to it.
Is it a good one?
Oh, it's so good.
I'm going to have to check that Kendrick Lamar
guy. There'll be
out.
An obscure, and I'm not calling Kendrick Lamar obscure, but there'll be like an obscure album drop like 3 hours ago, and Zane will be like, have you heard track number 7? It's like, no, Zane, I fucking haven't.
You're right. I can't believe I brought up that indie artist, Kendrick Lamar, in the middle of this podcast.
Nobody knows who that guy
like
is.
Like a real dipshit.
No, yeah. Kendrick Lamar is very well known, but you do that with people that I'm like, who, what, out, what?
He does.
Like, no, you got to go to SoundCloud and click this link. Then you got to convince 2 more people to click the link, and then they send it to you.
Dude, if somebody like came in just like halfway through this podcast and hadn't heard the first part of it, they wouldn't even know like what was going on.
Worst thing I've ever said in my life.
Oh, that's right. I thought that was a fever dream. That was sad, wasn't it?
I hate myself.
That was some weird nights.
I'm going to kill myself. Okay. Worst podcast
Suicide
ever.
Suicide is not funny.
Yeah.
It is when I do it.
Oh man, yeah. I remember that woman turning on you with the suicide jokes at Town Pub.
I can't
so
wait to
fun.
Be at your funeral. Like, yeah, look at this guy. Oh, what a joke. what a punchline.
What a punchline.
Use a toaster, you fucking hack.
Throws the toaster in there on his body.
You fill the casket with water, put a toaster in it. Got like a rubber ducky in there.
Look at this fool. This
oh,
idiot.
What if we did funerals like dressed them up the way people died?
Oh,
that'd be so fucking funny.
Oh, that's definitely the move.
So like if you get hit by a car, like they put a car suit on you or like, wait, what?
I was thinking about the different jokes I'd make in my family.
Like we would display the body.
Like they died.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're just flying through the air. With
yeah,
the car,
like. You get like taxidermied up. You're flying. Your legs are broken half.
That would be funny. Oh, that'd be. I don't think they'd go for it, but I think it'd be pretty good. I always.
R.I.P.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How would Zane die?
I don't know yet.
Falling off of something.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
Syphilis.
I am gonna.
Oh,
Me and Al Capone.
Now, people really just think that you are playing a blind person, and it blows my brother. He's like, yeah, that blind guy, or that guy pretending to be blind. Mm-hmm. Pretty funny, but I'm on to him. I'm like, oh, Graham, you're so dumb.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. No, the
You see you walk into something.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't fake that.
Yeah, no.
You can't fake that.
No, not the way I do it.
No, you got style, buddy. You stick.
I was at the downtown dancing with some buddies the other night. I was walking up one of the other dancers was like, dude, I've never seen somebody with a cane walk with that much swagger. Yeah. And I was like, that's really kind of you, because literally pimps have canes. So the fact that he's like, oh yeah, I guess maybe just that cane.
You walk like you're swinging your big dick. And challenge anyone to touch it. I see people like just like scoot around you and shit. Like hardened looking dudes just like, oh, like.
Well, the cane throws them off, because if it was just the swagger without the cane, people would be like,
I'd be
fuck
in
you.
Yeah, I'd be
people
in
would fight you,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
Just for walking around.
just for the air you carry. But the cane, yeah, people are like, okay. And they just get out of the way.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't, whatever's happening here, I want no part of it.
Yeah, people steer clear of me a lot of times. It's a weird.
But
it's a
women
weird,
do not. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, no, that.
Zane is like a puppy.
It is. It's
why I walk with him everywhere.
How about the leash? Are you guys still doing that? Or is he...
Yeah.
No, I graduated.
Oh, look at you. You can walk on your own.
I can bait.
I got a shock collar. It's all good.
But I am legitimately worried about just being seven doers in one night and just walking off a cliff.
Imagine that funeral. That'd be good.
I mean, I've done it. It's literally happened to me. I did it at Daddy's apartments. I literally just bit it down a fucking incline. Just fell down a hill. Like, I mean, like a flight of stairs worth of a 60-degree just went all the way down.
So you fell down the stairs? Is that what you're saying?
No, it was about a flight of stairs worth. I mean, you know where.
Where were you?
It's on the side of, it's like a, I mean, I stepped off and my foot slid and I was just tumbling after that point. Tumbled down. It was like 30 feet probably.
You were on the wrong side of the apartment. That's not even connected to my building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we parked over there, and I just walked straight in front of the car. Like, that's where we were going.
Zane.
Took that step and tumbled all the way down. Do you
know
what I'm talking
about? You fell down, yeah. And that, dude, I'm surprised you didn't die.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
I've almost fallen down those.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, trust me. The girl I was with thought I was, she's like, oh, my God, don't move.
Call the ambulance right now.
By the time she got down there, I was already on my feet again.
Like, hey, what's up, baby? How's it going? You want to give me a hand job?
Yeah. That's part of the reason that, like, I didn't work out at all is because if I was, like, I would be broken.
Oh, if you were overweight,
I'd be broken. Yeah. My dad had broken bones. I'd have.
What are you talking about? Zane's the fattest motherfucker I know. I stopped at Whataburger last night and like poured out a little milkshake for you, buddy.
This is for Zane.
This is for the homies.
Those who can't be here.
Did you really go to Whataburger last night?
Yeah, I was up in Fayetteville.
God damn it. I miss Northwest Arkansas sometimes.
Man, we have got to get up there.
Dude, they just have no culture. It's like it's the least, it's the most whitewashed cardboard cutouts of people that I've ever met in my life. It took me, after I moved to Little Rock, it took me like a year to be able to understand black people. Just because I literally just hadn't been around it at all. Like, everyone in Northwest Arkansas, the way they talk is the most fucking
corporate whitewash bullshit.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's like talking to someone in Comic Sans. Like, it's not, it's like people that pretend to have a personality. It's why I had to leave. It's why I can't go back. But they need, now they just need someone to create, to build it for them up there. Because nobody, it's just a bunch of people with a ton of money that would love to throw it at somebody with any interesting idea, but nobody's got them up there.
Isn't Sam Price doing shows?
He's in Fort Smith.
No, Fort Smith, yeah.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about Fayetteville specifically?
That area that actually has money.
Oh, so Fort Smith doesn't have
No.
Not like Fayetteville.
Man, we are sitting shots at everything right now.
Yeah.
Like, people in Fort Smith are poor.
Compared compared to Fayetteville, yeah, I'll go out on a limb and say that.
I didn't know there was that big of a difference.
Fuck, oh my god, Fayetteville's got that Walmart money, bro. Yeah. Like corporate Walmart money.
That's why they're so whitewashed.
Yes. Yeah.
And the thing is like at the show I was at last night, it was a private event, and they were like I had to be clean for it, and the reason why is because there's people in the audience with their clients and with the people that they do business with. And if you do something in a joke that's inappropriate and the person sees them laughing at something they disagree with, like abortion or anything, then they could lose potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in business.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Baird did a show for like 40 millionaires last night.
Good for you, man.
I mean, it's that's just stand up though. I mean, that you,
how clean did you have to be?
Like, took a shower and everything.
That's rare for you.
I know. Wore deodorant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, can you pass that?
Dang.
It is cash, my friend. Let me repack it.
Thank you. It's wild. I'm just at a point now where I'm ready to lift.
Zane's off. Like, I'm about to go to work. Let's get fucking high.
Yeah, let's go.
Ready to lift off or to shoot off into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I still have some of that that moonshine.
But you're right. We do need to get up there. We do need to get up to Northwest. God, Addy, they would love you up there.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, they would hate you, but I mean.
Well, yeah, I like it when they hate me.
It'd be a bunch of pieces.
A bunch of pieces. That's the thing. It's like I don't know. I really do like women. I respect them.
You know, you like women when at the end of a conversation you'd be like, "No, I like women."
No, I do. No, they're great. I'm addicted to them, you know? It's really becoming a problem.
That's how you know that you like something, is when you're addicted to
them. I'm addicted to women. It's crazy. It's they're so soft, you know?
I like meth. I respect meth.
I respect.
I can't quit doing it, actually.
No, I think I would get married eventually again, but I mean, it would have to be such a special lady. And it's like, I feel like, you know, at 28 years old, a lot of the prime candidates have been married up or become, you know, jaded through life. And
don't give up, man. She's out there for you.
Yeah.
You're going to find some chick. We're going to get done with the show, be walking down an alley. There's going to be a dumpster. Like, she's going to be throwing up behind it. Like, she'll like throw up and then finish her cigarette. And you'll be like, that's the one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I like the girls that smoke.
A little twinkle in her eye.
Yeah.
She just got done blowing three homeless dudes.
No. No. Dude, she wouldn't do that. You take that back about mom.
You don't talk about my wife.
It was one time. She was drunk.
She needed the money, okay?
She had to buy more NFTs.
Floyd Mayweather took all of her money. How is she going to get it back?
That's good.
Bitcoin dropped. You don't judge her. The economy's terrible.
Dude, there's a lot of NFT money out there in Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's a lot of NFT money.
Oh, yeah.
They got
no sense.
No sense. None of it. They have non-fungible sense.
Non-fungible.
NFTs are anything for people that have never had to steal food.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. God.
It's like, it's like buying the idea of an artwork, or like it's like being like, I'm buying the principles of the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a weird reality that we live in, man.
But you know, now that I think about it, college is kind of a Ponzi scheme.
That's what I said earlier. It is a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
Pass it around to my boy Zane, please, sir.
It's an adult daycare, or hit it first if you'd like.
Yeah, if you'd like to.
Oh, please. Yes.
Yeah.
Must get medicated.
Zane, what time you want to wrap up here?
What time is it?
It is 9:23.
We got a pretty good. We started pretty close to 8, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how much longer do we need to go? I'll keep going. I don't care. I mean, I'm
having a good time.
We're just about to lift off.
Hell yeah.
Let's see the stratosphere. Yeah. Let's see where we just need to cut out the end of this and just do the ad roll at the end, and we, you know, can do it.
Yeah. After this hit, it's about to go downhill.
Yeah. I know.
We're about to be on three different planes, boys.
As the bong guy's bear was like, hey, so when do we need to,
when should we cut this before it all falls apart? Well, and that's something I think about podcasting. Is that like people don't necessarily listen for like just crazy content. It's all about seeing how long three people can talk without it all just falling apart. It's like they're just riding the lightning.
Yeah, I mean, like if somebody listened to this podcast like halfway through, they wouldn't even get
You know, I've been hearing that all morning.
Did you know D's So Funny hosts the Night Owl?
D's So Funny. That's that one guy.
Yeah, that guy. He hosts the Night Owl at the Looney Bin.
Oh, yeah. He's great. We should get him on here.
Oh, by the way, I fucking canceled that. Not the Night Owl. Love D's So Funny. Love that show. But the independently produced show that I was on Sunday, canceled that shit. Fuck all that noise.
Yeah.
Almost sold out room at the Looney Bin, and they're charging $15 at the door and not paying the comics a dime.
Oh, what?
I told him to fuck
off.
Who's
running that?
I'll drop some names after
this. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's going to get spicy after this.
Yeah. Oh, fucking piss me. Because originally they said, hey, can you, like in January, they asked me, can you do this gig in May? It's not paid, but if I make anything, I'll throw you some money, like, but it's not guaranteed. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. Like, you know, you're good people. Like, we'll do whatever. No. And then on Facebook, they're like, we got 7 seats left. They're $15 a piece. Like, if you want them, get them now. And then I message her and, or them, and him or her.
Like,
they. I message they. And then fucking, they're like, oh, yeah. Then they said, none of the comics are getting paid. And I was like, you're charging $15 at the door. There's 7 seats left. What are you talking about? And she's like, well, I got to pay the DJ. I was like, so the DJ's getting fucking paid, but none of the comics on a goddamn comedy show at a comedy club, you fucking bitch. Fuck you.
Yeah. It is.
Go annoying. Fuck yourself.
It is quite annoying.
Well, so take my name off this flyer. Don't ever call me again.
I mean, how many comics were there supposed to be?
Like four
five.
Or five?
Four, yeah, you couldn't give each one 50, 100 bucks.
Fuck it. Give me 10 bucks.
Something.
You can't give me something?
Because I'll tell you what.
Because I guarantee you, if with the out the comics there, you don't have a fucking show, bitch.
Yeah, fucking DJ in the.
You know what you're selling? Comedy. You know, and she's like, well, I got expenses. Guess what? The comedians are a fucking expense, you goddamn bitch.
Yeah, they have expenses too. They got to drive out here.
It drives me crazy.
$100 for like a headliner is not shit. I mean,
no, it's not.
What you're getting.
It's not. It's not. Yeah, it's just not knowing. It's just, dude, I can't even get into it. I mean, here's the thing. It's like, yeah, now, I know, I'd love that we were like, hey, should we, so we can't fucking keep this in here.
We blast it.
No, I'm fucking keeping it in there. I hope she listens to it. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, it's not okay.
It's not fucking okay.
It's not
a sold out room. You can't throw the comics anything when they're the reason you have a show.
When people are paying tickets to be there,
people are paying money to see that comedy, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Pay the artist, you bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that show today?
No, it's tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. We should go there and, like, call her and jack off. Like, hey. This is what happens.
If you don't pay us.
Hell yeah.
Then we will be here.
We will be here. Spreading our love.
Yanking it.
Yanking it. Just sitting in the comedian section in the back, just jerking off. God.
Those seats have been come on before.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure all manner of
at the
filthy.
Looney Bin?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to have sex.
Clap's been going there since the 70s.
Yeah. That's not for no reason. Yeah. Yeah, as a younger man. Damn, dude.
I'm sure Wayne's come on those seats. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no kidding, yeah.
Just hogging a bitch down back there.
You're hosting the Looney Bin in July, aren't you?
Yes.
Fuck yeah,
congratulations,
buddy. June 1st to the 4th, I will be hosting the Looney Bin for Greg Warren. It's going to be the headliner.
Nice.
Oh, Greg Warren's talented.
Yeah, he's
he's really good. He's got an Amazon. Yeah, he's got an Amazon special that's really good. He's from St. Louis.
Yeah, I'll be his host.
I love Greg Warren.
June 1st
to
the
4th.
Come see me.
I'll be there. June
1st to the 4th.
Oh, wow. That's not even... That's
Couple
coming
weeks.
Right up. Hell yeah, Addy. Fuck yeah, dude. Dude, that's good.
I knew it was coming, but I didn't want to let you know. But Wayne told me about it like a couple months ago that he was about to pass you.
Oh, shit. A couple months ago?
It was like a month or two ago.
Look at you catty bitches.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, welcome to stand-up. Yeah, yeah.
The circle jerk.
Yeah.
So you'll get a chair in the front row. That's where you place your cum signature. And then that's why that black light's up there.
Yeah, that's where you choose which seat you're going to come on.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I'm going to sit up in the front row if I'm hosting. Like, I mean, not like the front, but like right there to where I don't have to like walk as fast.
Interesting. That'd be an interesting move.
Oh, you know.
I'm getting, like when I host, I'm in the back.
Yep.
I do my set, bring up the next comic, and then you don't see me again.
Yeah. I know you do. Most comics are that way, I think.
I just like the quick on-off.
Well, I mean, to be, he is used to hosting literally right next to the stage.
That's true.
That is
his. Quick, the whole version of Quick Draw that we have now was actually just a ploy for me to get more stage time. I was just like, you know, I'm going to sit up front to where they're always just looking at me. Because I'm such
a whore.
Of course
it is. Yeah.
I was just like, yes.
Of course it is. Look at me. You help carry. That's the idea of that show, is that you carry that show.
Yeah, because if somebody's up there bombing, you try to, like, roast them and then get the next guy up.
Yep.
Yeah. Works at varying levels.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's not always gonna be gold.
Oh, I've got to tell you about it. You remember the night you got called in?
Oh yeah,
I got some shit to tell you about that night too.
Oh okay, yeah, sure.
I think I did. It's 109 and Company every Tuesday, 11 p.m.
It's a dope show.
Fun show. Lots of sex workers. Great drinks.
That's their weekend.
Yes, sex worker weekend is on a Tuesday.
Yep. Yep.
They're all tired out.
All service people.
Flipping tricks.
I've run into bartenders from every single one of our other shows at that Tuesday 11 p.m. show. It's all service industry. Service industry.
Yeah, we're developing a good following over there.
Oh, yeah.
Got some regulars.
Yeah, it's not a bad little move. No, they're there for it. Yeah, everyone's trying to get fucked, but
oh yeah,
the whole show.
Man, there's,
that's why they're there.
Lots of fucking going on.
There sure is. Yeah.
Derek actually came to Looney Bin.
Dude, that's the thing. It's like last Saturday. That's what's so interesting to me. It's like people are always like, whenever we started this shit, motherfuckers are like, oh, you're going to oversaturate the market. You're going to oversaturate. Saturday after Jump Up, all the bartenders and stuff all went to the late show at the Looney Bin.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, they like just all were like, you know, I was like, really? After our show, you were like, that wasn't quite an, and they were like, yeah, we're going
to go see some professionals. Somebody who was actually good at comedy.
Last Saturday was good.
Was a good show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, that's
and
what
I'm
saying.
And that's the thing, is like, we have people that'll go watch a show and then follow us from venue to venue to come see the next show.
Yep.
It's like, no, we're not oversaturating the market. We're creating the fucking market.
God damn.
Whoever said that has no vision, and it's probably a hack.
you are not wrong.
I don't want to say that.
Oh, shit. Three things we're going to talk about.
Okay.
We should have got it, don't we?
Nah,
we're just talking shop.
This is where the podcast starts.
I know.
We'll play it in reverse.
Took an hour to get to the juicy stuff, yeah, but we made it. Thank you for sticking
around.
Literally,
anyone else that listens to this that isn't directly a comic does not care about these fucking politics, and they tell me about it. They're like, I really tuned out when you guys started referencing the few people you know.
Real time.
Every fucking time. They're like, I don't give a fuck. But like to 20 people, that shit really matters.
Yeah.
Like 20, there's like 20 people that like we know well that are like, good point.
I think as time goes on that I think you'll develop more of like a naturalistic talking, like, oh, what's happening with current events?
Yeah.
Now it's just getting your bearings.
Yeah, but there is a lot of people that they're just like, oh. Yeah, whenever we do get to the local scene stuff, you know, that we just all know all the inner workings of that I think some of it's just talking shop too. If you're not a comic, it's like it's hard to.
Well, that's what I talk about. So, yeah. Appreciate you listening, though.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'll talk about sex workers more if that's more their thing. Talk about some HJs or some BJs or I don't know. Oh man!
But only letters like
that.
I gotta
tell you something really, really filthy. Offset.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Make sure you follow at Scoundrels Live Stand Up for everything happening with the Scoundrels. And we will see y'all next week. Don't forget that this Monday at 8 o'clock at Cregan's, Addy lost the bet with me.
Yes.
His non-drawn ass. So we're going to make him draw on stage. It's going to be real fun. Y'all come out. And we love you.
Yeah. Saturday's Town Pump.
Saturday's Town Pump. Sunday's Tavern Around the Bend. Monday's Cregan. Tuesday's Late Night.
109
and Company. We'll see you next week.